the air. Special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the Sports Department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Welcome from sunny Wapakoneta, as your Fort Recovery Indians will be taking on the Wapakoneta Redskins in some non-league regular season baseball action. I am joined by Brandon Segrist, as don't think Bubba or Dave were able to make it tonight, make the trip, but we'll do the best that we can, and we're getting our lineups figured out right now. Umpires meeting with the two coaches, and we'll be looking to start some baseball here real soon. The Indian baseball team had their tournament draw this past weekend, and they will face the winner of Elmwood and Delphus Jefferson on May the 17th. And if they win that game, they play the winner of Coldwater and either Van Buren or Bluffton. So let's hope that all goes well there. That game will be a home game. And for our softball team, their bracket's been out for a little while. They play this Thursday against the winner of Ada and Maria Marion. They played last night. I did not get a score on that, but yeah. So we will go to a break, let the national anthem go through if we're going to do that, and we'll be back. FR Radio.
Conquer whatever task lie ahead with the Case IH Maxim tractor from Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Thanks to multiple engine, horsepower, and transmission choices, plus great options, you'll be able to handle anything from tending to livestock to roadside mowing. But even as different as each Case IH Maxim tractor can be, there's one thing that makes them all the same, and that's their exclusive, efficient power and proven SCR technology for greater fuel efficiency with lower emissions. See Hull Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Are you looking for a stress-free, mess-free meal? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and just drive through and pick it up. Great pizza, wings, subs, and sandwiches. And don't forget about their pizza and wing buffet with salad bar on Fridays at lunch. Call them to reserve lanes for your birthday party and ask about their special bowling packages. Be sure to call them for some of their great wings for your graduation party or other get-together. Miracle Lanes, open Tuesday through Sunday. Your first choice for food and fun. 375-4274.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
All right. right. We are not to the national anthem yet, but we will get that here in a second. We'll get our Fort Recovery lineup in here. To start off the game, we have Ryan Post, who is playing second base. After that, we have Riley Post at short. Then Ian Homan playing his regular first base spot. We have Joe Homan, who is DHing and batting fourth. He is DHing for Owen Chain. And then we have Cody Shinneberry playing right. And then after Cody, we have Cole Greasy, who is on the mound tonight. Then we have Kobe Wendell, who is in left field. And Garrett Fowler is catching in the eight hole. And then Regan Martin will be in center field for your Indians. We will... Actually, we can do Walpox lineups here quick. So, Brandon, you want to try this?
Sure. All right. Batting first is Brady Erb. Batting second is Jet McCarr. Batting third is Cooper Tulowski. Batting fourth is Ryan Carrico. Batting fifth is Nate Ambos. Batting seventh, is Garrett Seifring. Batting eighth is Braden Goulet. And batting ninth is Eric Carpenter. So that is your Walpock starting lineup.
All right. So, looks like we are a few seconds away from first pitch. Redskins are out on the field warming up.
They've already done their positions.
So, Indians come into this one with a record of 11-8, it looks like, after a tough game last night against Ansonia. From what I was told, it was 5-5 going into the top of the seventh inning. Indians were tied at Ansonia and ended up scoring 16 runs in the top of the seventh and ended up winning 21-5. So, score definitely a little misleading for as to how most of the game went, but yeah. So, catcher throws down to second, and we are ready to play some baseball. On the mound, we have Brady Erb, number 10 for the Redskins. Ryan Post up to the plate here to start things off for the Indians. First pitch, strike, outside corner. Very quick with getting ready here. Second pitch, a curveball. A little outside, but strike. Third pitch, high outside for a ball. 1-2, your count. Herb, the pitch. Foul ball off third baseline, almost knocked out a couple Redskins. 2-2, no outs, top of the first inning here. Ball low, full count now. Two pitch. Pop fly, third baseline. Drops fair. Ryan rounds first. And he's in there with a stand-up double.
It was a pretty nice shot off the left field there.
That was straight down the third baseline. And it looked to me like it rolled all the way to the fence. That was a really well-hit ball. And Indians with a great start to the game. Runner on second, no outs. In comes Riley Post to the dish. Riley, you're a shortstop for the Indians tonight, as usual. Herb the pitch. That's a strike inside. Is a curveball for a strike. Yeah, Herb definitely doesn't mess around with his pitches. He gets straight to the point and
very quick.
I think that was a ball, correct?
Yep.
We hearing you all right, Brandon? Talk for me.
I think so. You hear me?
Yeah. See what's going on here.
Fly ball off the right field. It is caught by the right fielder.
Figuring out this whole bookkeeping thing. Yep, that'll work. Riley Post flies out to the right fielder. And now up to the plate, we have Ian Homan, first baseman for the Indians. Herb with the pitch. Curveball, first strike.
Tell you what, if he gets behind one of these balls, go a long way. He's pretty good kid.
Ian's got a little oomph behind him when he hits the ball, that's for sure. Herb the pitch. Oh. And, well, Ian hits the ball straight at the shortstop. Ryan was already heading for third, and they are doubled up. So that ends that inning as Ian hits into the double play. So after top half of one complete, Indians 0, Redskins 0. We'll be back after this.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We offer complete tune-ups, brake service, front-end alignments, and all scheduled maintenances on your car, truck, or van. We also offer any brand of new tires. Hastings Auto Sales also has complete auto detailing for your vehicle. Check out our late model used auto inventory at hastingsauto.com. If you don't see what you're looking for, give me a call and I'll do my best to find the vehicle you're looking for. Give us a call here at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
And we're back. Bottom half of the first inning of baseball here. Cole Greasy on the mound for the Indians. I tell you what, Brandon, you look at Cole Greasy's curveball. Pretty good, isn't it? Man, it looks like it's going to go over this press box, and then it just drops at the last second. It is definitely a sight to see, that's for sure. Up to the plate for the Redskins is the pitcher, Brady Herb. Got a lefty on us. Cole the pitch. Herb turns around to bunt and bunts it foul. Looked like he was trying to pull a fast one on him. And got lucky that it fouled it off to the third baseline. Ready for the second pitch. Inside swing and a miss. 0-2, your count. No outs. Cole with the pitch. Oh, just a little high for a ball.
That was close, sir.
There we go. I can hear you now.
Good.
Cole? Next, pitch was
Batter's taking off the leg there.
I thought it bounced before, but I don't know the rules too precisely, so hit by pitch, and runner advances to first base. So now up to the plate, we have the shortstop, Jet McCarr. First pitch high for a ball. Your count. Runner on first, no outs. Bottom of the first inning. Cole Greedy, the pitch. Ball low in the dirt. Garrett fires down to second. Ball is high over Ryan Post's head. Regan fields it, and no further harm done. So now that puts Herb on second. And we have a 2-0 count to McCarr with no outs here. Bottom of first. Next pitch. Ball. Just a little inside. Next pitch, strike. Looked down Broadway to me, didn't it?
Right down the middle of the plate.
You got this for a second.
Pop fly out to right field, and it is caught by Cody Shinneberry. Catcher up to the plate. Cooper Tulowski.
All right. Thank you.
Greasy throws down a ball, and Brady Herb will make it to third base.
All right. I'm back now.
Nice to have you back.
Yeah. Ooh. Outside in the dirt, passes Garrett, and Herb will steal home from there. So Herb makes it all the way around. And the Indians are now down 1-0 here, bottom of the first inning, with Tulowski up to bat. The ball inside, we have a 2-0 count or 3-0 count? 3-0. 3-0, we're good now. Next pitch, strike. Inside part of the plate. 3-1, your count. Next pitch, outside for a ball. So Tulowski hops on down to first base. The next batter is Young. J.R. Young. First pitch from Cole. Hard hit ball past Riley at shortstop into the outfield. Kobe fields it, and there are now runners on first and second with one out as the Redskins lead 1-0 over the Indians. So we have Ryan Carrico up to bat now. First pitch in for a...
How's a strike?
Strike. All right. Next pitch in to Cole. Ball high. So we have 1-1 your count. One out here. Cole Greasy on the mound. And the pitch. The ball just a little high. I sound not too great. It's because I've never done this before, so work with me. Next pitch in for a strike. We have 2-2 count now. Got old Brandon to tag along with me.
First time for everything, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. Cole the pitch. Curveball low. So we have full count now with one out. This is a big pitch here. Cole the pitch. Oh, and he hits the batter.
That one might sting a little bit.
So Pulowski advances. We now have the bases loaded with one out here, and Coach Kalp comes out to the mound as Nate Ambos is scheduled to come up next for the Redskins, but we have a mound visit first from Coach Kalp. The coach for the Redskins is Jason Brandt. I think we're good now on the noise we were dealing with. Boom. Okay, that just solved it. Okay, so Coach Kalp is done talking to Cole, and he settles in to throw to Nate Ambrose, and first pitch is a ball. That sounds a lot better, doesn't it?
It sounds a lot better.
Pitch number two is a strike. So we have 1-1 count, one out. Next pitch is a hard grounder hit in between third and short. Redskins score one, score two on the play. That hard ground ball by Ambos gets through the gap into left field. And Pulowski and Young both come around to score. So now the Redskins lead 3-0 here in the bottom of the first inning with Garrett Seifring up to the plate. First pitch high for a ball. Indians struggling a little bit early, but it's early. So pop fly hit back behind us for foul. One your count, one out. Redskins lead 3-0 over the Indians. Next pitch in for a strike.
Nice pitch. Right down the middle of the plate.
1-2 your count. Greasy with the pitch. Hard grounder hit back up towards Greasy. He deflects it over to Riley, and he can't quite get a hold of it. So I'm going to give him a single. So that leaves the bases loaded again with Goulet up to the plate. It'd be Braden Goulet. First pitch is low for a ball.
I'm sure it wasn't easy for Riley Post to handle that ball. It was coming at him pretty fast.
That's Cole deflected it, and it kind of went off its path. And next pitch from Cole is a strike, swing and a miss. Time for Cole to get out of this, make a play anywhere. Let's go. Ground ball hit to second. Ryan comes home with it for the out.
Nice play by Ryan Post there, getting it into the home plate and getting it out there.
That's the best thing you can do there. Yep, we're going to. Next pitch to Carpenter. Eric Carpenter. Yep. Good call, Brandon. Right on top of it. His first pitch is foul ball. Next pitch in. Into the dirt. But Garrett's able to stop it. So we have 1-1 count. Cole deals just outside. Garrett framed it up pretty well, but it's called a ball. Next pitch from Cole. Swing and foul tip, I think.
Counts 2-2.
Yep. 2-2 now. So, 2-2, two outs. Cole with the pitch. Oh, just a little outside. Let's bring the count full. Two outs here. The pitch. Ball high. Cole walks. Next batter home. So the bases are still loaded now. Four-zero ball game, and Coach Kalp's coming out to talk to Cole once again. Looks like we might have a pitching change on our hands, so we're going to take a break, and we'll be back. More information.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoke from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
And we're back. Indians now have Joe Homan coming to the mound. He was... Joe Homan is being DH'd for, so he came from the dugout. So Greasy's in the dugout now. Nope. Yeah, so Joe comes in for Cole Greasy, and... Yes, there you go. So, you can just write Joe Homan's name there. Cole struggled a little bit with his control early on, and four runs come across the plate for the Redskins, and I think Gary's just ready to move on, I guess. It's tough starting out a game 4-0 like that, but have the top of the order coming up here for the Redskins, so Herb will get his second at-bat of the game. And Coach Kalp is discussing things with the umpire here. I think I'm getting this book thing down a little bit.
Getting used to it?
Yeah. It doesn't look too pretty, but
it's all right.
If I had to explain it to somebody, I think I could.
So everyone's going to see it's us.
Yeah. Not too bad for the first time for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
You enjoying it?
Yeah, that's not so bad.
I'm sure Bubba's sitting back. If he's listening, he's probably laughing at us. But
oh, yeah, he doesn't think we're too intelligent sounding right now.
But I don't think it's too different from how it normally is. I think
you're right there.
Umpire discussing the changes now with the Redskins coach. And Joe warms up just a little bit more before we get back to the action. Minor, Redskins lead 4-0 over the Indians here in the bottom of the first inning. Tomorrow night, we will be having senior night at the baseball game. They are doing the baseball team and the softball team senior night together, and it is also Hastings Auto Sales hot dog night. It will Quick reminder, too, it will be a 4:30 start, so we're starting a half hour before. So big night going on at the fort tomorrow night. So stop on down, get some supper, watch some baseball, and enjoy some action. So Homan pitching to Brady Erb here in the bottom of the first. We have a 1-1 count, and Homan hits him. So looks like it was right off the right elbow. That's going to sting tomorrow. That's definitely not how Coach Kalb wanted things to start out with the new pitcher, but hopefully he'll just get settled in here, and that makes it 5-0, Redskins lead over the Indians here in Wapakoneta. Doing a good job, Neil. Awesome. So now up to the plate, we have Jet McCarr for his second at bat.
Need to do something to get out of this inning here.
Definitely. Just one play here. First pitch high for a ball. It's McCarr was the first out of the inning for the Indians, so hopefully we can turn that into the third out of the inning as well. Have a 2-1 count here. Joe with the pitch. That is swung and down the first baseline. Foul, out of play. Cody and Ian put some real good hustle on that. I don't think they would have gotten to it if there wasn't a fence there, but nonetheless, there was the fence, so it doesn't matter either way. Two-two, your count, two outs. Call that deuces wild. Joe, next pitch. Pop foul.
Tell you what, if he could straighten that out a little bit, I think he could hit that far ways.
I don't think that's a good thing for us.
It's all right.
Oh, next pitch in for Joe. It's called strike three. So, Joe with the strikeout. Oh, there we go. Joe with the strikeout to end the inning. So, Indians down 5-0 after the first inning. And we'll be right back after it. Talk to our sponsors.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off the Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Alpha Christian Church and the elementary middle school. With one beautiful home completed and more popping up soon, and warm weather approaching, there's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kalb to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are complete. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
All right, and we're back. Clayton Pearson.
Brandon Segris.
We are doing the action tonight for the game here in Wapakoneta for the Indians game against the Redskins. Bubba and Dave were not available tonight. They had other stuff going on, so guess you're stuck with us. for your baseball action. Indians are currently down 5-0 after the first inning. And we have Joe Homan coming to the plate. He ended up finishing the bottom of the first inning pitching. First pitch from Brady Erb is a strike. Erb's definitely looking really well, really good right now. Next pitch is curveball down the center of the plate, strike two.
That's a nice pitch.
That's pretty. Next pitch. Joe hit the ground ball to the shortstop. Shortstop fields it. Fires over to first base for the out. Yep, we're getting a hold of this whole keeping book thing. Now coming up to bat, the lone senior for your Indians, Cody Shinaberry.
You're welcome.
Herb with the pitch. Curveball outside.
That only makes 17 pitches for Brady Herb.
Next pitch high for a ball. 2-0 your count, one out. Indians need to get some runs moving. Ball low. 3-0 your count. Now's a good time for Cody to get on base and get some movement. Because we could definitely use it. For sure. Next pitch, strike. Outside part of the plate. 3-1 your count.
He doesn't waste any time, does he? Getting back to the next pitch.
He gets moving. Next pitch, Cody fouls off. Full count now. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out here. Top of the second inning, actually. Indians down 5-0 to the Wapakoneta Redskins. It's a really nice looking park out here, though.
It definitely is.
We're indoors, but it doesn't look too breezy. Looks like a beautiful day outside.
At least it's not raining. That's all I asked for.
I think we've had enough of that recently.
Yeah, we have. Cody got walked there, and he's off to first base.
Thought I had to sneeze there for a second. Guess not. So, ball four to Cody as Indians are able to get a runner on base. That's what we like to see. Up to bat now, we have Riley Will. First pitch to Riley is a ball low, gets away from the catcher. Cody's able to advance to second on the wild pitch.
Cody's turning on them wheels there.
Riley Will is now batting for Cole Greasy in the lineup. Riley fouls off the next pitch. We now have 1 ball, 1 strike.
It's going to be pretty exciting for Cody to be one of the only seniors on this team.
It's a lot of leadership.
Oh, yeah. A lot of leadership there.
I completely agree. Next pitch, ball low in the dirt. Catcher's able to stay in front of it, though. Two-one, your count. One out here. Brady Erb pitching really good game so far here. Pitch to Riley, foul ball. Only got 8 days of school left for us seniors. You ready to graduate, Brandon?
It's a pretty scary time. I'm ready for it, though.
I'm very excited, that's for sure. Curveball low in the dirt. Riley swings and misses. Catcher picks up ball, fires to first for the out. A So now we have two outs here. Cody Shinneberry on second base, and Kobe Wendell comes to the plate.
Somebody needs to make a play here.
That's for sure. First pitch to Kobe, swing and a miss.
That was a bullet there. That had some heat on it.
Herb with the pitch into Kobe for a second strike and loses his hat all at the same time. It's pretty impressive, I'd say. Next pitch into Kobe is high. Cody advances to third base. Good thing we got this backstop here. So, Cody advances to third on the play. Kobe has a 1-2 count, two outs here. Herb with the pitch. Fouled back behind us. It's just instinctive to look up, even though we're indoors.
We can't see out, but we still look.
Herb sets from the pitch. Strike three, swing and a miss from Kobe Wendell. Indians leave a runner on third and do not get any runs in. Down 5-0 here, heading into the bottom of the second inning. We'll be right back after gonna listen to our sponsors.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-48.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kalk Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this Mother's Day with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your mother or grandmother. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from, and we offer the best guarantee in the business. So let our experienced customer service specialist assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalk Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right, we're back. Bottom of the second inning. Joe Homan on the mound for the Indians. Indians are down 5-0 to the Wapakoneta Redskins here. Indians were able to advance a runner to third base, but were not able to get him any further than that in the top of the second inning. Now up to the plate, we have Cooper Tulowski, third in the lineup for the Redskins. Joe the pitch, strike. Joe sits. Curveball outside. 1-1 count here to Tulowski. The pitch, foul ball. Down towards her dugout, Coach Kalp fields it. 1-2, no outs here. Indians down 5-0. Another foul ball. About took out every single person in our dugout. Baseball's a dangerous game, Brandon. Coaches better watch out. A lot safer playing football.
That's right.
I'm just kidding. 1-2 count, no outs here. Joe Homan set to pitch. Curveball high. Pitch, it helps when Garrett's real tall. There's not really too many high pitches that he can't get. Joe with the next pitch, and it's cranked in the left center field for a base hit. Tulowski with the base hit to left center field. Kobe fields it, tosses it back in. Redskins have three hits now. Now to bat, we have J.R. Young, the first baseman. The pitch. Strike. Low and outside corner.
Can that be the inside corner?
Well, like the outside part, right? I don't know. Next pitch, ball high. Joe set to pitch. Foul ball cranked high towards middle of the infield. And Riley Post settles underneath it for the out. That's what we like to see. We have... That'll work. Yep. All right, this book's looking pretty. Now up to bat, we have Ryan Carrico for the Redskins. Ball high. Carrico was hit by a pitch his last time up to bat. Joe sets. He's cranked to right center field. Into the gap. This is extra bases for sure. Cody runs down to the fence. Throws it to Ryan. Throw home.
Nice play.
Oh. Garrett just misses the tag, apparently. And the runner's able to score.
Tell you what, that looked pretty close.
That's the heck of a hit by Carrico as he gets a triple out of it. And Garrett had the swipe on the back of the jersey, it looked like, but umpire saw differently. Just barely missed. And Coach Kalp comes out to the mound to talk to his guys. Just kind of get things figured out a little bit. Settle down. Down a few more runs than you'd like in this game, but it's...
Sorry, that happened. We got a long game yet.
That's a lot of baseball left, and just got to settle down. It'll be all right. Coach Kalp heads off the mound. Indians now down 6-0 here in the bottom of the second inning to the Wapakoneta Redskins. Runner on third base. One out here with Nate Ambos coming to the plate. Joe ready. He set. The pitch. Curveball for a strike.
That was a nice pitch there.
It was pretty looking, wasn't it? 0-1 your count. The pitch. Cranked foul down the first baseline. Now we're ahead of the count. We got to finish them off here. Letting batters get away from us right now. Third pitch is high for a ball. 1-2. Called strike three looking. That was a good pitch. It's on the outside part of the plate. So, Ambos with the strikeout looking there. There are now two outs in the inning. Homan ready to pitch to Garrett Seifring. Curveball for a ball. Next pitch, strike, outside corner.
Next pitch here for Joe.
Popped up to the third baseman. Riley Will fields it. It was a good play by Riley to catch that ball over in foul territory, and that'll be three outs. Indians get out of that one. Only one run allowed. And now we will take a break. After two innings, Indians down 6-0 to the Wapakoneta Redskins. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
At Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters. And depend on our quick-starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperature. Visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
All right, we are back, top of the third inning. Clayton Pearson,
Brandon Segers.
We're here for Bubba and Dave tonight. Indians are in Wapakoneta for some non-league action against the Redskins. Down 6-0, top of the third inning, with Garrett Faller up to the plate. 0-2 count. Had a real nice curveball come across the plate there from Brady Erb to start out top of the third inning. Next pitch is a ball outside. Indians have been struggling recently with getting their bats going. I know last night they hit the ball a lot, but other than that, haven't been hitting the ball real well, so tonight'd be a good night to get those bats really moving and get some momentum heading into tournament. So we have a 2-2 count. Erb the pitch. Garrett fouls it off. Indians will start postseason action next week. Play the winner of Elmwood and Delphus Jefferson. It'll be a home game next Friday, 17th. And Garrett goes down, strike three. Erb now has two strikeouts on the game. Now up to the plate, we have Regan Martin, and then the top. Erb with the pitch, ball high. Erb sets. Ball high again. 2-0 count.
That keeps coming off. Every time he pitches, it keeps flying off.
Must not like him. Now ball low in the dirt. 3-0 your count. And if you're Regan, there's no way you should swing here. We need all the runners we can get right now.
It's got to be a good one for him to swing at, that's for sure.
It's got to be a real good one. The pitch bounces in front of him, and Regan will start jogging down to first. Base runners, that's what we need. So Regan gets walked. Now we get to the top of the lineup. Ryan had a double to start off the game off of Erb, so let's see if he can build off that, advance that runner. First pitch, a strike to Ryan.
If we want to stay in this game, it's definitely important for us to start hitting the ball.
Oh, yeah. Erb's a lefty, so this little game that him and Regan are playing right now is pretty exciting. Regan's got the wheels. He likes to... Oh! And Regan's now in a pickle.
Safe.
Ooh! So, Regan realizes he's in a pickle. Toys with the first baseman a little bit. Somehow gets underneath the tag from the second baseman. And he just stole a base. It's awesome.
Don't know if it was a real smart play or not, but it worked out for him in the end. Yes. So.
It didn't seem like the greatest decision at first, but it worked, so. Back to Ryan. Curveball high. It's a good thing he ducked. Might have had a little dent in his helmet. Curveball got away from him. 1-1 now your count. Herb the pitch. Ryan hit the ground ball to the second baseman. Second baseman fields and fires over to first for the second out of the inning. Now we have Riley Post up to bat for the Indians. Regan's able to advance to third on the play. So runner on third, two outs. First pitch in for a strike. We had a runner on third base to end the inning in the first inning. Weren't able to get that run across, so
definitely need it here.
Next pitch is called strike two on Riley. Down 0-2, two outs here, top of the third inning. Indians down 6-0 with Wapakoneta Redskins. Herb the pitch, ball high. It's, looks to me like Brady Herb's only given up one hit so far to the Indians, couple walks. Next pitch is a curveball, hits the outside part of the plate for a called strike three. Riley was looking. So that'll be your third out here of the inning. After 2.5 complete, Indians down 6-0 to the Wapakoneta Redskins. We'll be right back.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management positions, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
All right, we're back at bottom of the third inning of play here. Fort Recovery Indians playing at Wapakoneta Redskins. I am Clayton Pearson.
I'm Brandon Segris.
And we're here for Bubba and Dave. They weren't able to make it tonight. Indians currently down 6-0 here in the bottom of the third inning. Joe Homan on the mound to pitch. First pitch is a strike. Joe Homan is pitching in relief right now for Cole Greasy. He had a little bit of a tough start to the ball game and gave up 5 runs in that first inning, but Joe's settled down a little bit, gave up 1 run in the second, and 1-1 count here to the first batter of the inning. Goulet. Joe sets the pitch. Ball outside. 3-1 your count. Next pitch is a pop fly, middle of the infield. Riley settles underneath it for the out. So, one out now.
Looks like we're starting to settle down a little bit. That's what we like to see. And I filled out the book wrong again. That is not what we like to see. All right. Joe with the pitch. Curveball for a strike.
That curveball is pretty.
That's... I don't definitely don't think I could hit it.
I know I couldn't.
I had a little bit of an issue when I played baseball of closing my eyes when I would swing at the ball. I definitely do not recommend that if you want to be a good hitter. Eyes on the ball, not closed. 1-2, your count here. Against Eric Carpenter, the 9-hole batter for the Redskins. Joe with a curveball, it pulls a string on the batter, swing and a miss underneath it. So now we go to the top of the lineup with Brady Erb. Joe's done really well here in the bottom of the third inning, dealing. Erb with a bunt down the third baseline. Riley Will fields it. Got him. It was a great play by Riley to gun Erb out at first base. Nice 1-2-3 inning for the Indians. Now just got to get those old bats out. We'll be right back after a message from your sponsors.
Are you looking for a stress-free, mess-free meal? Just call Miracle Lane to 375-4274 and just drive through and pick it up. Great pizza, wings, subs, and sandwiches. And don't forget about their pizza and wing buffet with salad bar on Fridays at lunch. Call them to reserve lanes for your birthday party and ask about their special bowling packages. Be sure to call them for some of their great wings for your graduation party or other get-together. Miracle Lane's, open Tuesday through Sunday. Your first choice for food and fun. 375-4274.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
We're back. Top of the fourth inning. I am Clayton Pearson.
I'm Brandon Segers.
And Indians are currently down 6-0. Top of the fourth inning against the Wapakoneta Redskins here in Wapak. First pitch to Ian Homan is a grounder. He gets gunned out by the shortstop.
He's unhooked that plow, I tell you what.
Shortstop fields it in the gap and is able to, off 1 foot, gun it off his back foot and gun Ian out at first base by about a step. That was 6-3 if you're keeping track at home. Joe Homan up to the plate. Swing and a miss. 0-1 your count, 1 out. Got a pretty good pitcher on the mound here for the Redskins. He's only given up 1 hit, looks like, so far here in the game.
He's had a really solid night tonight.
He definitely doesn't mess around with his delivery.
He gets right to it.
Nice and quick with it. One, two count here, one out to Joe. That almost took our heads off.
Fingers in that there.
Holy cow. That's probably the best invention ever for baseball. That old backstop.
The old net.
Thank goodness for those.
And we're in a building, so.
There's that too. Next pitch, Joe's able to foul off. So we have a 1-2 count, one out. Joe Homan up to bat. Indians are down 6-0, top of the fourth inning to the Wapakoneta Redskins. Erb sets, deals. It's a ground ball hit to the shortstop. Sets, fires, got him. That's shortstop.
He's looking good.
He's making a lot of plays tonight here.
Holy cow. He charged that baby like no other. Set, fired, got him.
Seems like he's got a pretty good arm on him as well, so.
First baseman is able to stretch out and gather that one. Now we have Cody Shinaberry up to bat for the Indians, who owns senior. First pitch, swing and a miss. Indians are struggling to hit the ball. We need to make some contact and strike two. Two outs. Gotta get the bats moving. Herb sets and deals. Strike three, outside corner. I don't know if Cody necessarily liked it, but
I don't even know if I liked it. That's pretty close.
It was a close one, but no matter what, it's called strike three, and that's a 1-2-3 inning for the Redskins. So now we will head to the bottom of the fourth. Indians are down 6-0 to the Wapakoneta Redskins, and we'll be right back after a message from our sponsors.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We offer complete tune-ups, brake service, front-end alignment, and all scheduled maintenances on your car, truck, or van. We also offer any brand of new tires. Hastings Auto Sales also has complete auto detailing for your vehicle. Check out our late model used auto inventory at hastingsauto.com. If you don't see what you're looking for, give me a call and I'll do my best to find the vehicle you're looking for. Give us a call here at 419-375. 54617 for all your automotive needs.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What is it about how a well-manicured lawn looks? Well, ask anyone who wants the simplicity, and they will tell you what it is. Pride. What's the secret? Simplicity Tractors have an innovative free-floating mower deck with full-width rollers that follow the contours of your lawn and deliver a precision cut. Not to mention the ability to create eye-catching, ballpark-style striping patterns, sure to get everyone's attention. Take pride in how your lawn will look and visit K&L Tractor to test drive a Simplicity today.
I'd be all right with it. All right, we're back. Bottom of the fourth inning. Indians down 6-0 to the Wapakoneta Redskins. Have a pop fly hit out to right center field, and it'll drop in the gap for a double. The batter is Jet McCarr.
They are pretty good at getting it right in that gap between the right fielder and center fielder. Just pretty hard to get through there.
Yes, sir. Lead off double for the Redskins. So that's a tough way to start off the inning, but I think old Joe will be able to work out of it. And first pitch, curveball, first strike to Cooper Tulowski.
That is pretty. I can't get over how pretty that curveball is.
Next pitch from Joe, the ball outside. Next pitch, ball high. 2-1 your count. Joe Homan sets. That is a pop fly hit out towards center field. Regan gathers underneath it and makes the catch. It's a routine fly ball for Regan Martin. Regan has been an excellent center fielder for us this season. He covers a lot of ground very fast.
He's just an athletic kid. He can do a lot of things pretty well.
I'll say right now, he's not as athletic as his sister, but he's up there.
Yep.
Next pitch is a ball high. 1-1 your count, one out here. Bottom of the fourth inning. Fort Recovery versus Wapakoneta Baseball. Curveball outside from Joe is foul.
Hit right off the top of the dugout there.
Glad it was that and not my car. I mean, I know car's not necessarily in that spot, but never like to hear that.
Nope.
1-2, your count, one out. Joe pitches. Called, strike three looking. That was a good pitch from Joe.
Might be able to work his way out of this inning here.
Love to see that. Indians struggled a little bit early, but it seems like they've settled down defensively. First pitch, strike, outside part of the plate. With a little bit of a slow response from the umpire.
Yeah, he wasn't sure there.
Pitch could have gone either way, honestly. Next pitch from Joe hits the batter. Curveball got away from him.
Seems like it goes to that curveball quite a bit when it's pitching.
Oh, yeah. Joe's a definitely slower. He doesn't have the overwhelming speed that some pitchers have, so he relies on that curveball quite a bit.
And it works. It definitely works.
It works real well, but that last one just got away from him a little bit. So runners on first and second here, two outs. Your batter is Nate Ambus. Joe threw that curveball again, had the batter swinging, miss.
Well, Falk's been pretty good tonight, putting the bat on the ball here.
Joe sets. Ball high. 1-1 your count, two outs. Runners on first and second for the Wapakoneta Redskins. Pitches ball low. Two-one, two outs. Bottom of the fourth inning. Joe pitches, foul ball, just behind the catcher. Deuce is wild now. 2-2, two outs. Time to make a play. Get out of this inning. Ball outside. So we have full count. Really want to get out of here.
We definitely need to. Be huge.
The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Indians are able to get out of that jam there with runners on first and second. So we head to the top of the fifth inning here. Indians down 6-0 to the Wapakoneta Redskins. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
We're back. New pitcher for the Wapakoneta Redskins. Got number 16, Timmy Bruns.
Yep, Timmy Bruns.
The junior for the Redskins. That's about all we know about him, but Indians are down 6-0 in the top of the fifth inning here. We are in Wapakoneta for this non-league action. I'm Clayton Pearson.
I'm Brandon Sears.
here for Dave and Bubba tonight. Indians have been struggling to get the bat on the ball so far tonight. And the Redskins have kind of done the opposite of that.
Yeah, they're playing really well right now.
So we have Riley Will up to bat to start off top of the fifth inning. First pitch is for a strike. New pitcher Bruins definitely went right at him. Curveball. Almost had a Riley getting out of the way. Thought it was going to hit him. Bruins the pitch. Called strike.
He's got a nice fastball.
He does. 1-2 here. No outs. Riley Will at the dish. Next pitch, foul ball. Bruin sets. And the pitch. Riley just got a hold of that curveball just a little bit to foul it off. Umpire coming out to talk to the pitcher, it looks like. Just giving him a ball. All right. Got a 1-2 count here to Riley Will. Top of the fifth inning here. And the pitch. Pop foul.
He is staying alive. Doing everything he can to stay alive, that's for sure.
The hard grounder hit to the shortstop, comes in, makes the play, throws over to first for the out. We need to stop hitting to that shortstop.
He's played well all night. He has no problem fielding the balls, that's for sure.
He attacks it with authority, that's for sure. He's not scared of it. Now up to bat, we have Kobe Wendell. Playing left field tonight for the Indians. First pitch in for a strike. A little tired?
What's that?
A little tired?
Oh, I'm good.
Long day at school?
It was long. Yeah, you know, I do get out at 1 o'clock, so.
You don't have much to do during the school day.
Nope.
Not too hard really. For you.
We got a couple hard classes, and that's it. I wouldn't even say they're hard. More challenging than the rest.
The 2-1 count, one out to Kobe Wendell. Called, strike two, looking. Two, one out. Bruins the pitch, ball low. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Top of the fifth inning. Next pitch is ball low and outside for a walk. Kobe Wendell now on first base as Garrett Faller comes to the plate.
Well, the catcher, Garrett Faller.
And pitcher sets. And the pitch. Garrett hits a pop fly at the edge of the infield, and second baseman comes under it for the catch. And Garrett flies out. So there are now two outs here for the Indians as our nine-hole hitter, Regan Martin, comes up. Made a good catch out in center field this past half inning.
Starting to hit the ball, so we just need to straighten it out here. And
Regan, foul ball, start him out.
Hit that bounce right off the top of where we're sitting. I think we got a ceiling here.
Pitcher sets. Curveball high. I think Regan ducked underneath that one before it was even thrown.
Yeah.
1-1, two outs. Foul ball down the first baseline.
If we straighten these out and stop hitting under the shortstop, I think we would be in a little bit better situation than we are now.
I'd say so. You know, if we hit it to the shortstop, it's going to be tough to beat them out.
He's going to field it well, like he has been all game.
Pitcher sets, curveball. Let's it go foul. It's a little blooper right in front of the catcher.
Heads up play by the catcher to let it go foul, not touching it.
It's a real good play on his part. We have Kobe Wendell on first base right now. Regan Martin at the plate. 1-2, two outs. Top of the fifth inning. The pitch called strike three looking. Wapak has a new pitcher come in. Top of the fifth inning. Allows one runner on, and the Indians are not allowed to do anything else with that one runner. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Indians down 6-0 to the Wapakoneta Redskins. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off the Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Alpha Christian Church and the elementary middle school. With one beautiful home completed and more popping up soon, and warm weather approaching, there's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kopp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are complete. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Nothing like coming in from a long day outside, plopping down in your favorite spot, sipping an ice-cold beverage, and letting the chill of the air conditioning make your summer day complete. Or you could have your legs sticking to a vinyl-covered chair placed 6 inches from a fan blowing full speed at your beet-red face as you wish you would have called Reasoner Energy for that Train air conditioner. Summer's heat comes fast and hot. Call Reasoner Energy 419-678-4858 and don't sweat.
We're back. Now we're back. Bottom of the fifth inning. Indians are down 6-0 to the Wapakoneta Redskins in non-league action at Wapakoneta. We have a new pitcher on the mound for the Indians, Regan Martin. Regan's pitched a handful of times this year. I don't know exactly how many, but I want to say a few. He's always smiling.
Yep.
Regan's always smiling when he's out there playing, so that's how you know this is going to be interesting.
He's always got something to say, too, no matter what.
Let's see if the Indians can get some movement. Get another stop defensively, and we have a new pitcher, or batter here is Garrett Seifring. Up, we have a pinch hitter, number 9.
Number 9 is Trevor Bayer.
There we go. First pitch is a ball. That's what I get for looking away. Next pitch is low in the dirt.
Might take a little bit for Regan to get warmed up here.
Yeah, and you don't pitch too often. You can throw as many strikes as you want until that batter steps into the...
That's right.
Up, next pitch is in the zone. The hard grounder hit just past Joe over at third base for a single. So, Bear on first base now. As our next batter, Braden Goot. Nope. We have a pinch hitter for The Redskins again, Trevor Crowe. First pitch is called strike. Regan sets the pitch. Ball low in the dirt, gets past Garrett. Runner advances to second. Runner on second base here. Have a 1-1 count, no outs here. Regan Martin on the mound. That ball is popped up, foul, out of play. So we have a 1-2 count, no outs. Indians down 6-0 to the Wapakoneta Redskins in Wapakoneta. Regan sets the pitch. Curveball, called strike three, looking.
Pretty nice curveball by Regan Martin there.
That was a real good pitch by Regan. All right, so we go on to next pitcher, Carpenter.
Your next hitter?
Yeah.
Next hitter, Eric Carpenter.
First pitch is a ball. Carpenter. Rest of this week, as far as games go, we have a home game tomorrow night versus St. Henry. It is a 4:30 start, and it's also senior night, as well as we have Hastings Auto Sales hot dog night. So come on out to the game, get yourself some supper, and watch a good baseball game between the Indians and the Redskins. Thursday night, the baseball game at St. Mary's. We will not be broadcasting that game as the girls have their sectional final game that is at home versus either Ada or Marion Local. I'm unsure on that. Then Friday, we have a baseball game at Arcanum. So we'll bring you that action there on Friday night. Have a 3-1 count here with one out to Eric Carpenter. Regan Martin on the mound. Runner on second base here. Redskins lead 6-0 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Regan the pitch. Called strike. Full count now. One out. So Regan has some decent control on his fastball right now.
You expect that out of a guy like Regan. He seems like he can do just about anything.
That was a good fastball, but it's hit back out of play. Batter Carpenter's got some nice hair to him.
I think I can pull it off.
I think you could do it. Real long. That next pitch, foul ball. Back past the third base dugout. Indians defense has settled down real well as the game's gone on. Redskins have a runner on second at the moment. The pitch, ball outside. So the runner walks over to first base. Runners on first and second now. And up to bat, we have our new pitcher, Timmy Bruns. First pitch is a ball. Get some momentum going here. Next pitch, called strike.
Nice pitch, sir.
Regan's only a sophomore. Got a real young baseball team here. The Indians do, so.
What is it? Three sophomores playing right now? Riley Will and Ryan Post, Regan Martin.
Yep, that's what it's looking like. Yeah, that's, got some good young players coming up in the team. Sure. Started out the season real well, struggling a little bit as of late, but the team can still do good things this year, and looks like they'll do some real good things here in the future.
Another sophomore playing is also Kobe Wendell.
Got a 2-2 count, one out here to Timmy Bruns, Redskin pitcher. Next pitch, swing and a miss for strike three. It's a good pitch by Regan. Now up to the bat for the Redskins, Jet McCarr. He has a double on the game, 1-for-3. Regan with the pitch. Called strike one. So Regan has two strikeouts this inning.
Yeah, he didn't know he could really pitch, but he's showing us that he can.
Next pitch is curveball high. 1-1.
Seems like the Indians are pretty deep at the pitcher's position. They've got quite a few of them.
I know. Indians came into the season not knowing who was going to be our pitchers, really.
Kind of shows they just kind of keep switching them in and out. Mm-hmm. Seeing who's better and just feeling each other out.
Had some pitchers injured to start the season, so there's some guys that pitched early in the year that didn't necessarily envision pitching, and they've surprised some people.
I know Cody Schitterberry was one of those. He pitched in the Salina first game.
Yeah,
Salina game. He pitched really well.
They have a Deuces Wild situation here to McCarr.
Nice play.
Next pitch is a ball low in the dirt. And runner takes off from second base, and Garrett's able to gun him down at third. So we have a thrown out runner at third base, so that'll end the inning. Indians, no further damage done that inning from what happened previously. So Indians are down 6-0 going into the top of the sixth inning, and we'll be right back after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp with Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of recommended vaccines to protect against shingles, pneumonia, whooping cough, tetanus, seasonal influenza, and more. With our comprehensive immunization program, Kalp Pharmacy wants to help keep you safe and healthy from many vaccine-preventable diseases. Walk-ins are always welcome at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern in Union City, Indiana, or call 800-686-2314 for more information. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Welcome back in Wapakoneta for non-league action, Fort Recovery Baseball. Indians are down 6-0 to the Wapakoneta Redskins in the top of the sixth inning. And we have the top of our lineup coming to the plate here against the relief pitcher, Timmy Bruns. So we have Ryan Post at the dish. Ryan is 1-for-2 today. Hits a hard grounder to the first baseman, and he's now 1-for-3.
We're starting to get the bat on the ball, but we just can't seem to put it in the right spots. That's
when we're hitting it, it's not getting out of the infield is a problem. We're just hitting ground balls. Now up to bat, we have Riley Post here with one out in the top of the sixth inning. Swing and a miss. Right Riley's 0 for 2 so far today. Next pitch, swing and a miss. 0-2 count here. And the pitcher sets. Curveball, swing and a miss for strike 3. Gets away from the catcher a little bit, but he's able to fire to the pitcher. And that'll be your second out. So, 2 quick outs here. Redskins get on the Indians, and now Ian Homan comes up to the plate. Top of the... That is 1-2-3 inning for the Redskins against the Indians. Indians haven't scored a run yet so far today. Head to the bottom of the 6th inning. Indians down 6-0. And looks like Regan Martin will be back on the mound. So we'll be right back.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH MagnaPower batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hull Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery, 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896. Case IH MagnaPower batteries. It's what's inside the counts.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stoglick, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
We're back, bottom of the 6th inning. We're about to get ready to start. Regan Martin on the mound for the Indians threw a solid 5th inning. Struck out 2. Yeah. And now we head to bottom of the 6th. Indians down 6-0 to the Wapakoneta Redskins here in Walpock. Regan sets the pitch. Ball high to Jet McCarr. McCarr was batting at the end of the last inning when Garrett was able to gun the runner down at third base as he was trying to steal. It was a beautiful play by Garrett.
See a lot of plays like that out of Garrett.
Oh yeah, he's one heck of a catcher.
He is.
That's for sure. And the pitch. The pop fly out into right field. Cody settles underneath it and is able to make the catch. Some good work there by Cody. Able to hustle in, gather underneath that one for the easy routine fly ball. So now we have Cooper Tulowski up to bat for the Redskins. First pitch is a ball high. Indians just struggled to get the bat on the ball early on and haven't really managed to get anywhere with it, while the Redskins did the opposite early but have really slowed down since then. As we have a ground ball hit by Tulowski over to Riley Post, who's able to field it and gun him out over at first base. So that'll be our second out of the inning.
That was a really nice play by Riley Post. Kind of got away from him when he was throwing it over to first base, but Ian got a hold of it for the out at first.
So now we have 2 outs here with J.R. Young up to the plate for the Redskins. Swing and a miss on the curveball. So Regan's got to be very happy with how he's pitching right now. He's looking good, honestly.
He should be.
Next pitch. Hard foul. So we have a 0-2 count. 2 outs here. Regan Martin having another solid inning.
I'm really happy with how the defense has settled down from the first two innings. I mean, Walpock hasn't scored since, so they're starting to settle down and play a lot better.
That's along with that, Young just saw a called strike go by him. Another strikeout looking, and that'll end the bottom of the sixth inning. So we go to the top of the seventh. Last chance for the Indians to tie it up or have to head on home. Indians down 6-0, and we'll be right back after this.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Are you looking for a stress-free, mess-free meal? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and just drive through and pick it up. Great pizza, wings, subs, and sandwiches. And don't forget about their pizza and wing buffet with salad bar on Fridays at lunch. Call them to reserve lanes for your birthday party and ask about their special bowling packages. Be sure to call them for some of their great wings for your graduation party or other get-together. Miracle Lanes, open Tuesday through Sunday. Your first choice for food and fun. 375-4274.
All right, we're back. Top of the seventh inning of play here in Wapakoneta as the Indians have a non-league game here against the Redskins. Down 6-0 here in the last inning of play. Relief pitcher Timmy Bruns is pitching for the Redskins, and we have Joe Homan up to bat for the Tribe.
I'd love to see something crazy happen here and get a couple runs here, and who knows, we might get enough to tie it up.
That'd be nice. That is a shot hit right at the second baseman. Not what you'll want to see when you're trying to get back in it, but that was contact.
Yep.
We've been struggling with making contact today, and it's good to see somebody putting contact on the ball. So now we have Cody Shinneberry up to bat. Tried to bunt for a base hit there, but fouls it off. Tried to be sneaky with it. And pitcher sets. Curveball low.
Good eye by Cody there.
One ball, one strike, one out here, top of the seventh inning. Indians down 6-0. Next pitch is fouled out the third base dugout side. I hope we had a few people watch or listening today. Maybe some more views than we do with Bubba and Dave.
That'd make me happy.
Next pitch is grounded right at the shortstop, and he makes the easy routine throw over to first, and this shortstop's a stud.
He's been a stud all night. He's had a heck of a game and
one heck of a fielder.
Oh, yeah.
Holy cow. So now we have two outs. This is our potentially last chance. We have Cole Greasy up to bat for the Indians. The pitch, ground ball, hit to the second baseman. He fields, fires over to first, and he makes the scoop for the last out of the ball game. Indians unable to get a hit in that last inning and go down 6-0. We will tally up some stats, and we'll be back after word from our sponsors.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We offer complete tune-ups, brake service, front-end alignment, and all scheduled maintenances on your car, truck, or van. We also offer any brand of new tires. Hastings Auto Sales also has complete auto detailing for your vehicle. Check out our late model used auto inventory at hastingsauto.com. If you don't see what you're looking for, give me a call and I'll do my best to find the vehicle you're looking for. Give us a call here at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. First, the company who introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry has done it again. Introducing the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2 Mower. With this patent-pending adjustable operator platform and suspension technology, you can now experience the amazing smooth ride and speed that Ferris is famous for. Step up to a new level of comfort and productivity with the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2. Ferris Experience Suspension.
And we're back following the Indians 6-0 loss to the Wapakoneta Redskins here tonight. Indians only got one hit, had three walks, and that first hit was the very first play of the game from Ryan Post. So it was either tremendous pitching by the Redskins or we just weren't hitting the ball, and I'd say it was a mixture of both, honestly. As far as Wapak goes, they scored five of their six runs in the first inning off of Cole Greasy. He just didn't quite have his control early on in the game and struggled. Wapakoneta finishes with three hits, so not too many more than what the Indians had, but that first inning was definitely a killer. Your thoughts?
Just the pitch count. They're very unofficial, but for Cole Greasy, he had 24 pitches. For his reliever, Joe Holman, he had 48, and for Joe's reliever, he had 24, and that was Regan Martin. And for Wapak, Brady Erb, he had 56, and Brady's relief was Timmy Bruns, and he had 31.
Indians are struggling making contact with the ball right now against some better pitchers, but still got some time left before tournament starts, so hopefully we can get the bat on the ball here in our last three games before tournament. Tomorrow night, we have a home game versus St. Henry. It is a 4:30 start as we have senior night, and it is Hastings Auto Sales hot dog night. So come on up to the game, get yourself some dinner, and watch a rivalry baseball game, Indians, Redskins. It'll definitely be a good one.
Anytime we play St. Henry, it's always good, no matter what sport it is.
Thursday night, baseball game at St. Mary's, but we will not be broadcasting the game on FR Radio as the girls have their sectional final home game. And we will be doing that one from the fort. And then on Friday, baseball team plays at Arcanum, so we should be bringing that broadcast to you. So for Clayton Pearson
and Brandon Seegers,
we'll probably have Bubba and Dave coming back to you tomorrow, but we'll see how things work out. But for now, see ya.
Fort Recovery Indians baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com.
Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. You back to the studio for regular programming, and thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.